We become fruitful when we are in good relationships. John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Let us turn to a book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean, because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. All things live and reproduce with the relationships. It is not the case only for the human beings, but it is the same for the plants and animals. If we look at the world of the animals, it seems that some gets eaten by some kind and the other gets eaten by the other kind. But in fact, just by looking at this, we realize that the Creator had a special plan in making His creations this way. Everything lives in the relationships with each other. It is so amazing to see animals mating with each other. Nobody actually trained them in this, but by their natural instinct, they have relationships with the other and live that way. God created His beings this way. It is the same for the plants. Have a look at the flowers and bees. Flowers give honey to the bees. Bees help flowers to be pollinated by delivering the pollens, and the flowers get to bear the fruit. But when these kinds of relationships get twisted or blocked, great disasters happen. Do you all remember that a strange thing had happened in Florida? For an entire year, the fruit trees had no fruit. It had been investigated and they found out that bees had to come to the flowers to deliver the pollens for the flowers in order to make them pollinated. But the bees went crazy and they lost a sense of direction and they flew aimlessly to somewhere else. They looked at the cause of this issue, and it was found out that because of the electromagnetic waves, the bees lost a sense of directions. Cutting edge, modern civilizations of the human beings actually were intended for the happiness of human beings, but when the order of this gets distorted, when the relationships get twisted, all of these would turn to a deadly disaster. These days, the world competes with each other and boasts about their latest, newest weapons. They are proud of these and they try so hard to have nuclear weapons in order to become stronger country over others. But, at the end, this could really bring an extremely dangerous impact on us in the future, and this could really possibly bring all things to an end by the human effort. We are in this extremely risky and dangerous time. Think of a Chernobyl disaster in Russia. It was the worst nuclear power plant accident in history. An explosion and fire released large quantities of radioactive particles into the atmosphere, which spread over much of the western USSR and Europe. That land became a land of death, where the human beings would not be able to live for several decades, and even nowadays, still, there are peculiar animals that have two heads, and I heard that still, even now, deformed babies still are being born there. It is the same for Japan as well. Japan had earthquakes in the regions of Fukushima. Because of the leakage of the radioactive substances, the land became a land where the people should not access even from far away. I also heard that the negative impacts that this leakage would have on that land is very hard to predict and possibly estimate, as the extent of this impact is quite substantial. But Japan tries to hide the truth about the leakage of radioactive materials. These days, the fish that come from Japan is actually not guaranteed one. We are unsure whether this fish was affected or not by radiation. But I heard that people mix the affected fish with the unaffected fish and they try to sell these in the marketplace. No one should do such thing that threatens the lives of the people. Fish does not only stay in the Fukushima region, where the radioactive materials have spread away. Wouldn't they swim elsewhere? If we are exposed to the radioactive materials, the babies will be born as deformed, and all sorts of cancers and all sorts of disasters that we would not possibly imagine would also occur. These days, North Korea has nuclear facilities and threatens our lives with these, but this is actually a way that they get to kill themselves. We need to restore the broken relationship between North and the South Koreas, and we need to have a reunification of peace together so that we both can live. Right now, all the humanities need to essentially restore the broken, twisted relationships. Good fruit gets produced from good relationships. It is the same in faith. Grace is restoring the wrong and twisted relationships. The Bible talks about three kinds of relationships, which are the relationship with God, relationship with other people, and our relationship with material things. When these relationships get restored, we get to bear the good fruit. In today's passage, the Lord explained about how to bear the good fruit, through explaining about the way of doing the farm work. Jesus used a parable of a grapevine. He put himself as a grapefruit tree. He put God as a farmer and he put us as the branches. Tree, farmer and branches, when these three relationships are well established, we can bear good fruit. Good fruit does not get produced naturally, just out of a mere coincidence. We need to know that good fruit gets produced from good relationships. These days, farmers wait for the fruit to harvest. The purpose behind of a farmer in working hard for the fruit is to harvest good fruit. It is the same for faith, family, work, and also in business as well. We need to bear good fruit. The Lord teaches us the truth through the principles of nature. More than anything else, first of all, good fruit needs to have a good plant breeding, a good species. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Here, Jesus has been described as the true vine and God has been described as the gardener. What does it mean by the true vine? It means that it is a tree that has the best species. Basically, the species needs to be good. Even the farmer gives compost and looks after it well. Fundamentally, if it does not have a good species, then it cannot bear the good fruit. The most important thing is the species of the tree. It is the same for the human beings. There are people out there that do not have very good personalities and characteristics basically. The parable of Jesus also showed us that from thistles, grapefruit cannot be produced. And also this has been said, that the fig fruit cannot be produced from a thorn bush. It is saying that fundamentally, the species needs to be good. It is the truth, and of course, from good species, a good fruit will get produced. So Jesus said that he is the true vine, which is the best. Depending on the species, the taste of the fruit is different and the quality is different. I will briefly share a story of a chicken. In a countryside town, the mother chicken was given the different eggs. This chicken was given a duck egg, a pheasant egg, and also a chicken egg to sit on and incubate. After 21 days, the young ones were born from the incubated eggs. A baby pheasant crawled to the mountainside, a duckling went into water, and a chick only wandered round the mother chicken. It is all because the species were different. The key secret in producing good fruit is simple. You need to graft a branch to a good tree. So the Lord called himself as the true vine. He told us to stay in him. Let us read verse 4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit, unless you remain in me. As long as we are attached to the Lord, we get to bear the good fruit. Good fruit that the Lord gives has two kinds. Number one is the fruit of peace. John, chapter 14, verse 27 says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The Lord came to give us peace. Would there be anything that is more precious than peace to an anxious person? To the disciples who were full of fear, the Lord said, Peace be with you. If someone asks me, what is the grace, that you received after you came to believe in Jesus. I say, peace. We need to have peace in our hearts, in our family, and in our lives as well. It is not a peace that we enjoy in good circumstances, but it is a peace that we enjoy in not so good circumstances. A rich man was looking for a painting. There were a lot of paintings on display. But, out of all the paintings, one painting caught his eyes. It was a painting that had a bird in a nest on a cliff in a stormy weather. The bird was sleeping in a picture, so peacefully. He chose this painting. He said his reason in choosing this painting over others like this. There is no world that does not have storms. The important thing is that we get to enjoy peace in those storms. And this has been portrayed in this painting. That is right. There is no place where there is no storm. The peace that the Lord gives is not the peace that does not have storms, but it is peace that we get to enjoy even in storms. The Lord even slept in the storms. It is because the power to calm the storms down was within the Lord. I hope you have this kind of peace in you as well. Have a look at people that have a lot of things, but do not have peace in them. The worries, anxieties are still with them when they sleep, and they have difficulty sleeping at night. Even at dining table, they do not have appetite. They feel insecure about their lives and they lose their health even. I think there are more cases of losing the health because people lost their peace in their mind rather than not being able to eat. When we are attached to the Lord, we get to receive the true peace. Also, we get to be more like the Lord. The branches that are attached to the Lord naturally become like the Lord. It is because the spiritual life comes up and gets linked. It is the same as children becoming more like parents. Children become more like their parents, but they do not only look similar in appearance, but get to have similar personality and intelligence as well. Why is that so? It is because children have the DNA of their parents. We are the children of God that have the DNA of Jesus. So we become more like Jesus. When we have the correct relationship with Jesus, who is the true vine, we get to bear the good fruit. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will have a right relationship with the Lord and bear the good fruit. Secondly, the good fruit gets produced by the handwork of the farmer. Let us read verse 2 together. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. God has been described as a farmer. The farmer needs to look after the tree well. Even if it is a good tree, if a farmer does not do anything for the tree, does not give compost, does not look after it well, then the tree cannot bear the good fruit. It is important to give birth to a child, but it is more important to educate the child and look after the child in a healthy way. In the same way, apart from the handwork of a farmer, the tree can never bear the good fruit. The farmer needs to ensure that the tree does not fall, so he needs to put the stick around it to support the tree, and needs to prune the branches. He needs to give pesticides in order to look after the tree. In fact, by the work of the farmer, good fruit gets produced. By showing this kind of relationship, the Lord is letting us to understand about the faith. Who is the farmer? Verse 1 says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. It has been said in verse 1 that God is the farmer. That is right. God the farmer needs to look after and needs to prune us well. God needs to fix the broken lives and heal the sick ones. For sure, we are unable to bear the good fruit by our own effort. I remember going up the mountain and seeing this pear when I was young. It is called as ague pear. It surely is a pear tree, but the fruit of this tree is inedible. Nobody gave compost, nobody pruned the trees, and nobody gave pesticides. The tree grew up by itself in its own way, so the pear fruit became inedible. That is right. For sure, the handwork of a farmer is a must-have. The farmer needs to give compost and needs to look after the tree. God is exactly like the farmer that looks after us. God needs to help us. He needs to give us good weather. Even the trees that have been well looked after, if a typhoon hits strongly even once, all the hard work that has been paid off will be nothing. God needs to protect the farmer God. His hands need to prune and protect the trees. Also, the farmer needs to help the trees to have good soil. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 4-8, it says, "As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown." In the Bible, four kinds of soil appear. Not only species needs to be good. Soil needs to be good. The Lord explained about the hearts of people using the parable of four kinds of soil. Some person has a heart that is like the path. Other person has a heart that is like a rocky place. Also, the other person has a heart which is like a thorny place. We are unable to bear good fruit in these places. The soil needs to be good, rich and fertile. But we do not get to have the fertile soil naturally. It gets made by the farmer's hard handwork only. By working on the path, by ploughing up the land, by picking up the pebbles and rocks, pulling the weeds out, when the soil becomes good, when the good seeds get sown, the fruit gets produced by 30 times, 60 times and even 100 times more. This is the word of God. That is right. As the thorough handwork of the farmer allows the good soil to be made, the farmer God needs to make our land, our hearts and souls to be like the fertile, good land. He needs to pull out the bitter roots of evil human thoughts, weeds, ungodly habits and needs to plow the land, our hearts and souls completely over and over. It is possible if the farmer God's hands plow our land, our hearts and souls. We need to be aware that the land, our fertile soil also gets made by the hands of God. Do not be weary and depressed just because the heart of your husband is like a barren path. Do not be disappointed just because the heart of your child is like a rocky place. It is possible if the farmer God's hands are touched. If he ploughs the land of our hearts and souls, the land becomes rich and fertile. What is it that God is unable to do? Trust the hands of God, that is like a farmer. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do ye desire to bear good fruit? Start working on the relationships first. Restore the relationships. Good tree, well-attached branches and the relationship with the farmer, these three things are important. Jesus called himself as the true vine, and we are his branches, and God has been called as the farmer. So we just need to serve our role of the branch well. We need to become the branches that are well attached to the Lord. Like the verse 4 says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit, unless you remain in me. If we are away, even by 1 millimeter from the tree, we die. The tree and the branches have a life relationship. Like this, we need to understand that we are unable to live if we are away from the Lord. Verse 5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me you can do nothing." Like the branches that are well attached to the tree, I pray that you will have a correct relationship with God. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.